Okay, and what about, and now would you find that here on the river, or would that be more something you'd find near the coast?
Back in the days when, before it was known that Lake Olmsted was polluted, you would find many skiffs on Lake
Right on Lake
Olmsted.
Olmsted. And bateaux too, I
Yes,
suppose, huh?
People would fish from bateaux, but then do some pleasure rowing with skiffs.
I see. What about a pram now? What's a
A pram is sort of a light utility boat. It's about 8 feet long. It's got a blunt prow like the bateau, except that it is even more blunt. In other words, presents more resistance to the water. It's usually for one person, though it can carry two. It's while a bateau will be rather long and slender for its width, a pram would be tend to be kind of stocky, fairly wide for its length.
What's the purpose of having a flat bow like that gives resistance to the water?
Well, I think the main thing is just easier to make. It takes a
Okay.
certain amount of skill, of course, to bend timbers and to, particularly, to get the leading edges of your front strakes to mold it into your stem and pointed bow. And a blunt bow, you don't have that problem in constructing it. That's probably why you see so many of them around here, because it used to be people just made their own bateaux before Sills and Roebuck started giving them fiberglass ones. And it's interesting, when you think about it, that you can get either fiberglass skiffs or bateaux at Sills and Roebuck. Now, perhaps also that if you've got a sloping bottom, it doesn't matter too much whether it has a square or pointed stem, because neither would offer that much resistance. And perhaps with a squared off bow, you have more room for gear and things like that.
I see. Okay. Did you ever know of people having boats on the canal? Did you ever see any boats along the canal?
I don't recall it. There seems to be some kind of memory of perhaps some kind of barge on the canal for maybe transporting, what, cotton bales or something like that. But I don't know whether that is sort of a wished-for memory or whether it's an actual memory. But I have seen, of course, barges and towboats on the river.
Okay. What is it that a barge or a tugboat on the river, what do you call the thing that it ties up to?
Wharf or dock.
Or a dock.
Now, I would normally think of a dock as being an inland port such as our own, and a wharf being at the
Savannah.
Savannah terminus. In other words, a dock up here and a wharf at Savannah.
Same thing, but
Yes,
Okay. Is there any difference in construction as far as you know of different kinds of docks or wharves around here?
There are floating docks. I usually think of a dock as a dock and a pier as thrusting out into the water, and a wharf as being the waterfront itself.
Along the water.
Yes, in other words, in which a ship might parallel park with the street along the wharf. Be the same thing as a quay, perhaps, off the river.
I see.
And a dock or a pier, I think a dock, a boat ties up. A pier is something built to fish from.
A key off a river. Now, what do you mean? Is that a is that?
Like.